Following recent delays in the release of the list of accredited Hajj operators, the South African Hajj and Umrah Council, SAHOOC, on Monday released the list of companies who are licensed to operate during Hajj 2018-1439. But absent from the list is well-known operator Al Anwa Express. After speaking to Maulana Abdul Rahman Layli, a spiritual guide for Anwa, I posed his concerns to SAHOOC's first deputy president, Shaheen Esop, about Al Anwa's exclusion. What is the reason why Al Anwa Express was not given accreditation for the Hajj this year?
First of all, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I must say thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to be interviewed by the Voice of the Cape. And I think important to note, before we go into any reasons behind why a specific company was not given accreditation for the ensuing or the current Hajj year, we need to understand that there is a prescribed set of requirements for registration as a Hajj operator. And each applicant is provided with this information, prior to their application and prior to the necessary closing of our application process, which closed on the 22nd of December at 1700 hours. There's 13, minimum requirements that any application needs to basically prescribe with, and this application is then verified and goes through a process of review with in the South African Hajj and Umrah Council's National Hajj Operator Accreditation Committee. When we look at the necessary processes, we make sure that people understand that there has to be a company in place. We just don't accredit anybody who is operating from their kitchen table kind of story. And there has to be processes that are put in place to make sure that we are satisfied that the said company does not have any issues that are pending from the previous Hajj, or alternatively also that they have the necessary experience to be able to facilitate or take Hujjaj over to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. So those are the kind of prescribed requirements that need to be fulfilled with and complied with. And the said operator that you mentioned, Al Anwa Express, had been informed about this particular situation, and they acceded, and they basically applied in conjunction with this process. Now, one of the processes or one of the aspects relating to this process is very, very simply, as we indicated it, that they need to abide by the rules and regulations of SAHOOC's processes, the code of conduct. And in addition, there must be absolutely no pending matters or sanctions over a Hajj operator. Back in September, October, SAHOOC provided Al Anwa Express with a violation that was raised by the Muassasa field office number 21 against the company, and that particular violation had not been cleared by the closing date, which was the 22nd of December 2017. And as a result of that, Al Anwa was not given accreditation based on that and based on other matters that were still pending between themselves and Hujjaj from last Hajj.
If you can just confirm what the violation exactly was of Al Anwa Express last year.
Well, this violation had absolutely nothing to do with SAHOOC. This violation was directly from the Muassasa to the operator. And according to my understanding, I wasn't present in the kingdom at the time. The violation centers around, non-compliance in the Jamarat belting process. Whatever, had transpired there, my head of mission is the person who could possibly shed more light on this. And he, unfortunately, is out of the country at the moment. So, we can't get him online. But from what we've been given from the Muassasa, it's very, very clear that it was a violation at the Jamarat, a pelting violation, and this was, duly passed on to the said Hajj operator.
So, Al Anwa mentioned that, in fact, the complaint of the violation was came from SAHOOC itself and to the Jamarat Committee of the Ministry of Hajj.
I would love them to actually provide proof of that, because at the end of the day, SAHOOC has nothing to do with the Jamarat except, disseminate the necessary times that the Muassasa and the Ministry of Hajj had allocated for South Africa to the Hajj operators that are there at the time. So if those, times were not adhered to, and the Muassasa raises, a complaint or a violation, how is it that Sauk is brought into this particular situation? Al-Anwar makes a statement, they need to furnish proof, and we'll have our legal personnel actually deal with this, towards Al-Anwar. That is a matter that is not going to be tabled on air. We were issued with a document in the kingdom, physically issued with a document in the kingdom, when we closed our meetings with the Muassasa post-Hajj. We have what is known as a sweep process, where our head of mission is the last person to leave the country. He went and visited the necessary officers, and at that time was he presented with these documents, which we duly brought back to South Africa, had them translated, and sent both the Arabic and the English translation to the affected operators. Al-Anwar Express is not the only operator that had this violation. There are other operators who also had the violation, and those operators, three additional operators, had cleared themselves with the Muassasa and Ministry of Hajj. Why Al-Anwar is not cleared, we don't know. We have no hand in that.
The thing, of course, is that they are having a meeting currently, I believe, with the Jamarat Committee in Saudi Arabia. The issue about the Jamarat, if we can just get clarity on this, and I think our listeners would also like to understand, when the times are given by the Muassasa, to Sauk with regards to the pelting of the Jamarat, Al-Anwar mentioned, Al-Anwar Express mentioned that it was either 10 a.m. or 6 p.m. And they disagreed with the 10 a.m. Morning Jamarat pelting time due to, one of the reasons was because of a fatwa of Mufti AK Hussein, who said that it is actually impermissible to do it before Zawal. And of course there are disagreements with that different many ulama. The other issue is obviously the health issue. Now when it comes to the designation of that time, was it Sauk's decision to just decide either 10 a.m. or 6 p.m., or was the necessary consensus among the operators from South Africa?
Absolutely not Saud's decision on our own. We will never do something like that. We have email communication where we submitted all the operators the necessary times and asked them to revert back to us, and we took consensus from the people who returned the emails back and gave us an indication or indicative times, and that is what we had basically then sent off to the Muassasa. Remember, we send proposals to the Muassasa or to the ministry, and they then implement the times that is necessary for us to go and do the pelting. Please understand that Sauk is not going to thumbsuck a time. Sauk is not going to do that. It is very unfair for an operator to turn around and make allegations of that nature when they are in possession of all the emails that Sauk has basically disseminated to them on the basis of how the processes and procedures need to work.
So were you aware of the disagreement from Al-Anwar that they did not want to pelt at 10 a.m.?
At that time, no, because I wasn't present in the kingdom. So the disagreement they would have made needed to have been raised with the Muassasa and with our head of mission.
I see. And just if you can respond to the one complaint that Al-Anwar mentioned, that in fact when they left the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, they were completely cleared out of any, there were no problems, there were no issues raised. In fact, the complaint only came 2 months after the Hajj period. And the other thing is also they said that Sauk bypassed Service Office 21 and went straight to the Jamarat Committee.
I find that absolutely unfounding for the simple reason we don't have any rights or any knowledge on the processes that the authorities in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia actually utilizes, whether they decide on a violation immediately when the Hajj operator leaves, or whether they take a month or 2 months or 3 months, that's entirely up to them. We have no hand in that. And for us to bypass, we haven't bypassed anything. Again, I stress the point, if Al-Anwar is making accusations, they need to bring their accusations to Sauk's table, not go to a media station, because I find it very, very demeaning, that they come to Sauk and expect accreditation, and yet they vilify us in this particular situation without any evidence in hand. We did not raise this violation. It was raised by the authorities in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Please understand that.
Of course, also the tone at least used by Al-Anwar's spiritual guide, Mawlana Abdurrahman Layli, who spoke to us, was definitely praising of Sauk, except for this one issue. That's what he said. The other thing is, just in conclusion, what mechanisms, or at least thinking process does SAUK use when it comes to the disagreement, if they are in the future, of pelting times, because of the fact that we have a myriad of different opinions from a fiqh perspective in South Africa?
Well, I think the most important is that we actually engage and discuss with all our Hajj operators, and that is certainly what we do in terms of making sure that everybody is inclusive in that whole process. We receive, notification. Remember, we are bound by the authority of the protocols or the agreement that is signed regarding the rules of Hajj and all the Hajj affiliations, and we have to abide by that. So based on those situations, we disseminate this information to all the Hajj operators, make them aware of what is required and what is expected of them, and they are then expected to abide. Hajj operators don't have a right to operate in the Hajj industry. It is basically given to them as a privilege, because the Ministry of Hajj in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia utilizes that the companies will be bringing people for Hajj under the auspices of the Bi'ata, which is basically the South African Hajj and Umrah Council called the Hajj Mission, as a result of which we must ensure that we disseminate all that information. And there isn't one Hajj operator that can turn around and say, SAUK has failed in that regard.
Thank you very much, First Deputy President Shaheen Issup of SAUK. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. For VOC News, I'm Yasin Kippi.